Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good Thursday morning. Welcome in. Grant and Danny on the air on 106.7 The Fan. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network and NFL Media, one of the most popular reporters in the country covering the National Football League, joins us at 11. We'll spin around the NFL, talk Redskins with him. He had the report yesterday that Mason Foster is unlikely to play on Sunday. We'll ask him about that. Also want to get the latest on the Sua Cravens front. It was his report that Cravens was planning on showing back up at the complex on Tuesday. The Redskins, of course, on Monday ended his season before he could show back up. So we'll ask Rap Sheet about that. Andy Behrens talks fantasy football with us at 1. Injuries all around the NFL. How can you make sure that your team does not suffer the same fate that mine has in a couple leagues already, which is to be in big trouble after 2 weeks?
Yeah, the old, I had David Johnson, I felt good. Oh, no.
Brady Quinn hosts shows on college and the NFL. He will be with us at 1:30 today. So going to be a good show. Ian Rappaport, Andy Behrens, Brady Quinn, great guest list on Grant and Danny. What's good with you? How was the night last night, Danny?
Pretty outstanding. Watched the Nats not hit but walk their way to a W against the Atlanta Braves, who are just desperate to melt that one down. Hand the Nats a win. Gio Gonzalez continues his outstanding season. 2 solo homers. That was the difference. Or that's all he gave up, rather. Just awesome to see, man. Awesome to see that dude do that this year.
Yeah, I was worried a little bit after his last start that he was going to start to maybe fatigue and wear down in this stretch run. But last night quelled my nerves a little bit. They still have some things to iron out. Matt Wieters isn't hitting. Jason Wirth isn't hitting. As a lineup across the board, sans Bryce Harper, they've been down, and we can get into some of that at 10:30. But the big story yesterday around DC sports came out of Ashburn. Did you see what Terrell Pryor said after practice when he met with reporters in his usual Wednesday meet and greet?
I did happen to catch what old TP had to say.
Terrell Pryor's a point of interest this week, as he always is, because remember, he was an Oakland Raider at one point in time. He actually quarterbacked that team. That was the opportunity he got to pass in this league.
He wasn't terrible. I mean, he obviously wasn't like a long-term answer as a drop-back passer, but did the, you know, exciting things a couple times. Had a few highlights in there, like arm strength and can run around, and obviously we know what kind of athlete he is, but it wasn't the long-term thing for Oakland probably, right?
Yeah, if you're a good enough athlete like he is and Colin Kaepernick is, as an example, you're going to make a bunch of plays.
There'll be some moments.
And he proved on a terrible team, he could be a quarterback for a couple games here and there. He could get by doing that. Lose, but get by. But now he's a pretty talented wide receiver who's coming into his own after 70 catches and 1,000 yards last year. He was quoted yesterday as saying, "I am going to have a dominant season, and it starts this week against Oakland." Dominant is a big word to use. That is a strong word. By the way, no better time to start a great season than in week 3. I've always said that.
You got to ease into it.
Why start your dominant season in week 1 or maybe even in week 2 when the passing game can't get going or take flight against the Rams?
Grant, the games count, but they don't really count. You know that.
There's a lot of conversation about Redskins Raiders being a blowout for Oakland, Washington not hanging with them. I do think that if their offense takes care of its business, they can move the ball this weekend. I'm not worried or scared about Oakland's secondary necessarily covering guys like Terrell Pryor, Jamison Crowder. Is Jordan Reed going to play becomes a big question.
Yes, it does.
Because he didn't practice yesterday, and Jay Gruden said, oh, well, he's just not healthy right now. Dealing with the chest contusion to go along with the broken bone in the foot. I mean, stop me if you've heard this before. Jordan Reed might be out. It's only the third game of the season. Sean Smith used to be a really good cornerback years ago. He's okay now. He starts opposite David Amerson. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Redskins ran him out of town after a season and change as a former 51st overall pick. They drafted Gerrion Conley out of Ohio State amid offseason turmoil in the first round. He's a rookie, maybe can be taken advantage of. That's not a great secondary. So I think generally when players say something like Terrell Pryor did, when they come out and put their name on a prediction, when they guarantee a win or something, you do it because you're about to play a bad team. You do it because you should win that weekend. Generally, people aren't guaranteeing wins when they play the New England Patriots.
No, they don't typically do that.
It's when they play the Cleveland Browns. I think Terrell Pryor, watching some film, is pretty confident that this is the week he gets going and he gets off.
Few things on this. Number one, I want him to think this way. So I have my job, which is to say, I disagree with you, Terrell Pryor. I don't think you're going to have a dominant season starting this week. I don't think you're going to have a dominant season at all. I think you're going to disappoint me in enormous and quantifiable ways. I'm pretty sad about all the different things you're not going to do. But I want my athletes to feel this way. I want them to want the football. I want them to want to stay in the game and want them to dominate. Good for you, TP. You keep your confidence train rolling. Don't let the results sway you. Don't let the balls you drop make you feel like you're not going to catch the next one. Go get them. Good for you. Good hustle. Point two, the Oakland Raiders right now have a pretty good-looking pass defense. But let's go inside that real quick. Tennessee week one, it's not really a team that's prolific through the air. They don't really do that. They even struggled in week number one against Oakland. The Jets in week two, there's one sort of weird, I would call it a Hail Mary, but a jump ball that went for a long touchdown. But that's really the negative stats against Oakland at this point. They've played two, I would say fairly, one is not by design. The other is inept altogether in terms of passing offense. They can be had, and I'm with you on this. My only issue with him saying, I'm going to have a dominant week this week, is that pass rush is excellent.
Yes, it is.
I have this much. I'm holding up a great big goose egg. In fact, I'll hold up a second zero. I want a 0.0. I have 0.0 interest in long developing pass plays this week. I want everything to be so quick. Ball out of the hands of the quarterback. Quick, 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 quick. I do not want many times where Khalil Mack has an opportunity to kind of get himself going.
I want to major in that, but you got to take the ball down the field occasionally. You can't not. I mean, what they did this past week, to me, is not a sustainable model for winning in a chunk yardage league. Because the only way you're able to win, running it as much as they did and throwing it as short as they did, as often as they did, is if you're ripping off 19, 18, 20-yard runs, which they did three or four different times. That's abnormal and atypical. That's not typically going to be the case. It's not going to happen that way. You need to, in a chunk yardage league, get gashes. You need 17 to 25. That's the passing game for this team. I'm with you that you cannot drop Kirk Cousins five and seven steps routinely, but you got to pick your spots, and it's going to have to be on play-action boots where, I don't know, Sean LaValle doesn't get beat like a drum. Or if he does, because this is something that happened against the Rams on a sack on a play that could have gone for 20-plus to Josh Doctson, Samaje Perine is aware enough coming out of the backfield to throw his shoulder into the guy that's beat LaValle and helps pick him up in pass protection while he's going out into the flat. Instead of just getting out there as the check down option, you got to help out against the guy that's about to hit your quarterback. Something that didn't happen this past week. I think that the Raiders will give up some big plays. The stylistic way that they have played over the last couple of years, it's a sexy, fun brand of football. I actually love watching the Raiders.
They're terrific.
Probably won't like watching them a whole lot this weekend, to be completely honest with you.
It'll be, if you compare it to the other 15 games they play, this will be less fun.
They are a better version of what the Redskins were the last couple seasons. And we don't really know what the Redskins are right now, because through two games, the passing game has not been as dynamic and Cousins hasn't been as prolific and they're not moving and shaking. But the Raiders the last couple years were the A-plus version to what the Redskins were the A-minus or B-plus version of. On the outside, it was DeSean Jackson and Pierre Garçon. They had Cooper, who's just so good, and Michael Crabtree, who's got some of the best hands, strongest hands in football. They operate on the inside with tight ends and slot receivers as well, just like the Redskins do. Derek Carr is efficient and accurate and poised, a tick better version probably of Kirk Cousins the last couple years. Makes great decisions. Not a team that likes to run the ball a ton, but that could be changing. You could see the wins moving in the direction of being more balanced with Marshawn Lynch being there.
What I love about them so much, and you've touched on it, is you want to take that away? Fine. You want to take the second thing away? Fine. We always have another answer. That's what I love about that offense. Whereas the Redskins, you think last year, you stopped them from throwing the way the Giants did, the way the Panthers did, the way the Cardinals did for a half. You beat them. You beat the Redskins. You do that to Oakland, you commit, you know, seven, eight guys in pass defense, that's fine. Now we've got some power. Now we've got a three-headed monster at running back led by the physical as all get out, Marshawn Lynch, then this Rashard kid. Washington is another change of pace. I love this offense.
Yeah, it's good. But because they throw it so much and because they play the wide-open style that they do offensively, not unlike the Redskins over the last couple seasons, you guys know this, it puts a lot of pressure on your defense, and it leads to a lot of shootouts. And if you're scoring quickly, a lot of times, if you're scoring as much as the Raiders are, you don't possess the ball a ton because you make a lot of big plays in the passing game. It's not ball control. You're not taking the air out of the football. You're not taking time off the clock. So defensively, it's hard to be good. And that's where I do hope that the Redskins can get going. And I come back to Terrell Pryor's comments. And for him to come out and say something like this, and maybe this is a question we can ask people on the phones, and it's not just the guy spouting off, I don't think. To me, this was him watching film, him saying, this is the week that we do this. This is the week where we've got big plays in the passing game we can hit. Because through two games, the Eagles' pass rush beat you up badly.
Yep.
And this past week, you didn't even try to stretch the field, maybe because of the Rams' pass rush, maybe because Sean McVay took things away, maybe because Kirk Cousins didn't want to. For whatever reason, you elected not to do it. So now it's game three. Here comes Oakland, and you got Terrell Pryor saying, I'm about to do what I told you I was going to before the season started. Let's open up the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines. Here is the question for you to answer. Pryor's quote, I'm going to have a dominant season and it starts this week against Oakland, end quote. First, do you think Terrell Pryor's still going to have a big season or not? Have you given up hope on him going for 1,000 yards? 800-636-1067 is the number, 800-636-1067. Also, if you say no to that, I want to know what kind of year you think Pryor's going to have, and Danny and I are going to answer that next on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.